feats of pain and daring. Once I got lost alone in the woods and found my way back. It made me not new or strong, but wary of woods. I trudged through shallow swamp and thickets of prickers and chiggers, through tree dark stretching all directions, 4 hungry hours, and no one made me do it the way they make you chug a beer through a mouthful of tampons, or get your back daggered into crocodile skin, or spill over the side of a bark canoe and swim the quaking mile to shore. No one spun me with a blindfold and basket and said, "Bear this back to the house of your father, and he'll pull the ripcord to rev your testicles and carve you a sharp new Adam's apple." No tribe had gathered to cheer as I stumbled clear of the canopy and back into my prescription for Clearasil, my graph paper dungeon maps. This was before I failed to swing back at bullies, before the summer I failed driver's ed and had to take a makeup course at Sears from a man who wore black socks with sandals. It was not the woods where Wayne led me to a hefty bag of hustlers, their centerfolds stiff from snow. Not the woods where Lee would stash a 6-pack of beer and a box of stogies and wait for me, and slowly finish 2 of each as I stood refusing to join him in fear of my mother. Last week I sat to watch a National Geographic special with my daughter, and the screen filled with 1,000,000 shimmering sperm, like Hubble footage of a sky full of galaxies, thrashing their little flagella to race at 1/10 of an inch per minute through vagina land. I said, "You have to learn about this stuff sometime," and she said, "No, I don't." She's 11. At her age, I was abusing a St. Louis Cardinals wristband so early and often, I never had a wet dream. We stopped the film before one brave sperm could ignite an egg into a person who would grow to the age when they saw off your clitoris, or file your teeth to points with a sharpened stone, or knit leaves into a glove and fill it with bullet ants, and watch to see if you scream as you shove your budding warrior hand inside. They make you breathe in a burka, stuff your foot into glass, vault you up on brown, and hand you a machete. They offer a doctored passport and a waitress shift in London, where you find yourself bound to a dirty box spring in a curtained corner. They want to test you. They want to hurt you. They want to escort you into the savage mess they've made of womanhood and manhood. I failed in so many ways. I was so lucky. I walked into woods by choice for kicks. It wasn't supposed to smelt me into iron, and it didn't. I even lied when I said I was alone. I was with Greg Jensen, a boy I neither loved nor respected, which made the loneliness worse as we trod between wolf-whispering trees, stomach weak, scratched with brambles. We had to hide the cowering boys inside us and pretend we could hack it like men who could swallow poison, take or give a whip without flinching, like men who'd earned our way to one day look a child in the face and say, "This is how you grow up. This is how you die."